Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today, we're going to be talking money, but we're going to be talking about money differently than we typically do. Why? Because we're going to be discussing money, real estate, foreclosures, banknotes, different things like this. Why is that important? Well, let's say you've got a few $1,000s laying around, and maybe you decided because you're so scared you're going to bury it in the backyard. Well, that's not such a good idea. If you can make money work for you in a way that's efficient, effective, and will compound in a manner that makes you feel more secure with what you have instead of letting inflation rule, I think my guest, Mr. Kent Anderson, is going to have some fascinating information to share with you. Kent, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me on, Donna. I appreciate it.
Well, it's absolutely delightful, and I'll have to let my audience know that when I first became aware of your material and we were first chatting about this, what we're going to be talking about is actually a home study course that you've got for people. And there are so many individuals that today are scared to death. Many people have been laid off. There are foreclosures that are affecting a lot of people. And when I came across your material, I thought, gee, this is really something that could be useful to some of my listeners that maybe want to look at a venue. Let's say they've been involved in real estate and they would like to be able to understand a different aspect of dealing with it. This is something that not a lot of people talk about. Whatever got you interested in getting into purchasing notes and mortgages nationwide, and you've been involved with this for over 24 years, you use seller financing that makes a cash available, you are really a do-it-yourself guy that has been very successful with this for over 20 years. How come nobody knows about you?
Well, I work out of my home. I really am a small business guy, and I'm pretty much a local guy, but I can buy these mortgages nationwide, and that's all because of my institutional investors.
But, okay.
And you asked a little bit ago, you said, well, how do I get started with this? And it's kind of interesting. I was playing slow pitch softball with some group of friends, and my pitcher was an avid real estate investor, home builder, real successful guy. Mm-hmm. And he suggested that I go up to Denver and take a course by Michael Meeker on how to buy notes and mortgages. And I thought, well, what in the world is that? I didn't know anything about notes and mortgages. And I went up and took the course, and actually, that's where the lights went on. I learned how to buy notes, I learned how to buy houses, and I learned how to do it the right way. And then after owning a few houses and having tenants, which is not my cup of tea, I realized I'd rather own notes. And there I was in my own business doing something I really enjoyed, making money. And from there on, friends and even note sellers were asking me how I got started in this. So I wrote this course, How to Buy Notes and Mortgages, so I could teach other people how to do it.
Now, this is really special because what I have in front of me, your home study course, is in sections. People can study it as at their leisure. You have done a wonderful job with giving particulars, which I think is important. So it goes from everything from setting up a home office to, dealing with a note seller phone talk. So we're going to touch on a few things in between. For those individuals that are listening that really are in a situation where they say, you know, I would like to be able to do something at home, and I'd like to have a home office. Let's educate them about a home office scenario, because, yes, you can work in your pajamas, but let me tell you, folks, you are going to still have to work. I wish that it was something, no, I don't wish that, but let's just say you fantasize about, ho, ho, hum, it's only 4 hours a day. I'm always fascinated with this. When you have a business of your own, it's really more like 24/7, but it's how you manage your time that makes a difference with a home office. Let's talk about what a person is going to really need with this kind of work, buying notes, buying mortgages, doing real estate stuff. I mean, I've known people in real estate, they have all the bells and whistles in their offices. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I know others that are bare bones. I mean, they just have, well, let's see, I bought this at the garage sale for the guy down the street because he's moving and he's got some office stuff, so I've invested all of $250 in my office equipment. What else could I do with it? So tell us what you did and how you started up.
Well, what I did is I'm really a bare bones guy kind of guy because I realize that every dollar you save is a dollar you get to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning instead of going out and buying a $4,000 computer and so forth, but actually when I started, the home computer was just becoming was just starting. So actually I had a typewriter. But what I did to start this business, what you need are institutional investors, because I'm assuming not everybody has hundreds and thousands of dollars to buy mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we're all kind of average people. We got some money and maybe in a Roth IRA or something like that. But we need someone that can supply the money to buy the notes.
Okay.
And that's where the institutional investors come in. And then the next thing you need is a way to educate up on the particulars. Of course, that's what that home study course is about. But
mm-hmm.
to do this business, you basically need a phone and a fax. And, of course, the computer is very helpful, and I think almost everybody has a computer in their home these days.
Right, and I'd recommend it for anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
And get the Windows 7 program, folks. Don't go with anything else. If somebody says, well, I got a deal for you, forget it. Because the software systems are changing so much, go for the Windows 7. Okay, that's Donna's 50 cents worth. So,
well, that's a good 50 cents. And you know what? You can get a really good computer for $700 these days. You don't need to spend $3,000. So if you have the money to buy notes with your institutional investor or your own savings account, and of course, don't spend your own money until you know what you're doing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Buy small notes, make small mistakes, and that's the way it starts. So if you have a phone and you have your computer, you can use Microsoft Word and mail merge your list of owner financing prospects. In other words, let me back up a little bit. You can, when the kind of mortgages we're buying, we're not buying mortgages from banks. We're buying mortgages from individuals. Individuals who sell their property and then carry back the loan to the buyer, and then they receive these monthly payments. And you can, for 10 cents a name, you can buy lists from your local title company of all the owner-financed mortgages in your county or in your state or wherever area you want to work. I would suggest stay in your state at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did, there's two ways. Basically, two ways to do it is I did direct mail. I bought that list, I mail merged my letter, my direct mail letter, and send out letters to potential note sellers, and then I took calls from them. And the other way I do it is I just put on a nice set of clothes, go down, and start talking to people downtown. And that would be like divorce attorneys, accountants, bail bondsmen, anybody that comes across seller finance mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a problem doing that because I've had a lot of direct sales experience. I mean, I paid my way through college selling cookware and cemetery property.
Oh, I love stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
I've really got a background, folks.
We could talk a lot about some stuff like that. Getting dropped off in an apartment complex at 18 with a set of cookware and saying, we'll pick you up after dark, Kent, you know, and stuff. So that's how you learn how to sell. But anyhow, but the direct mail is really nice. Because you can kind of control when your calls come in. I mail on Saturdays, they come in Monday through Wednesdays, and then they tail off.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about direct mail, it gets you good about talking about the business. So the other way to do it is go out and talk to people face-to-face, and that is truly the best way to do it because you become known as the local go-to guy for notes and mortgages. And so you call on realtors, especially realtors. They really need our help now. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about that later. But so what do you need to get started in this business? You need some institutional investors that will help you fund the purchase of mortgages, notes and mortgages when you find them. And then you just need a direct mail letter to mail out on the list that you can buy. And then you need to get by that front door and go out and make calls on potential people that come across owner finance mortgages. And I would make my first one to realtors because mm-hmm. they really need our help.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. We've talked about, you know, setting up an office, having a two-line phone is a very
yeah.
good way.
Yeah.
Always answer your phone. And I loved your telephone comments. And the reason I do is because the phone line is a lifeline for me. It has been for most of my professional life and even before when I was working for other people. So have a very professional message on the phone. Don't have your dog barking, I love you, on this. You just, you know, you do what you need to do. But you're a business, and that's what you need to have people understand. So don't have your kid leave the message.
Right.
And make sure that you do. Sometimes people, if they have a two-line phone, and like you said, you can go to any one of these local chain stores and pick up one.
Right.
It doesn't have to cost you a fortune. And you have that, and you'll say, if you need to talk to blah, 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 line one, blah, 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 line two. And that really is very, very positive. And that way you've got your messages and everything's there. And any other bells and whistles, like forwarding it to your cell phone when you're out on the road or something
right.
like that, that you can always add as you get rich. But when you're dealing with the basics, having a good phone message that identifies your business, says it clearly, gives the name clearly, and for heaven's sakes, don't be eating pizza when you're giving your message over the phone. And I can't tell you how many times I've called people and said, I mean, and you go, excuse me, what was that? And that is not professional. Business names, business cards. I mean, you really have some very, very good suggestions. And with your business, you don't have to have walk-in business. And you say if you do, make sure you have an office that is separate, which I think is extremely important. And I know a woman that converted her garage into her office so nobody ever went into her home. And, wow, it was just fabulous. And she was in real estate, and it worked beautifully for her. So she never had to have anybody come through her front door. Her home was private, but she did have an office and was able to even have staff in that office, and it worked just beautifully.
Yes, I see that quite often. When I'm out looking at houses, I see people use their garages, their home office. Now, I'm, you know, I think, look, 20 years into this business, and I think I've had maybe three or four people come by my home out of the blue that I did
mm-hmm.
not expect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my business is done over the phone, and then when I want to close a transaction, I use the local title company
mm-hmm.
or the local
right.
real estate attorney, and then I get to use their real expensive furniture and all this, and of course that makes me look real professional. Of course, you got to close your real estate transactions there anyhow. You're not going to close
mm-hmm.
them at your house.
True.
So you use their office area and so forth. And also, if you have a meeting, you can just ask your local bank if you can borrow their conference room, and they'd love to do that. They almost always love to do it, especially if you leave it as clean or cleaner than when you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to joke, I have offices all throughout the city of Colorado Springs at the local Wendy's location. So go there, not during the business hour, not during the busy hour, but in between, and you can sure buy a lot of pop for hardly anything and have a very good conversation if you need to have another outside office. If you need to
now, you bring up a very good point. I think of our family where there was a family member, they had property, and they had someone who bought notes and who wanted to buy some property. And this was a young man who, along with an associate, was doing much of what you're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a couple, and the wife said, well, we had hoped that this was going to be our retirement money. So they negotiated a deal, and it was all cash. And when this couple went into the title company, there were the attorneys that were hovering around and saying, my goodness, don't you want to do this, that, or the other? Well, the couple did have an attorney check out the logistics and
yeah.
everything
you
to make
that.
Sure that everything was on the up and up.
Sure.
But they said, we can't believe this guy's really honest. They said, oh, really? That's right. Nice to know. They said, you trust him? I said, sure. And well, the deal went through just beautifully, but they bought, that young man bought this couple's note, and it enabled them to get a sizable amount of cash. They made the payout in a cash agreement over a period of time because they said, we don't want to get it all at one time. It'll affect us tax-wise. And he said, well, it'll affect me too to a degree, so let's see how we can work it out so we win-win. So this young man was very amicable, worked with them. They really were pleased with the results, and it gave them a cash flow that was very beneficial to them at a necessary time in their life. And I think of so many people today that are in situations. Let's go back to something that you mentioned, situations of financial difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the realtors for a minute, because that's one of the things that you said. If you want to do this and you have these investors that are willing to work with you, let's touch on that for a minute. Item number one. How do you find out about these investors? Because obviously you have to have time to build trust with people.
Yes, and the investors are key to the system. They're really kind of hard to find. There's only truly about maybe 30, at the most 50, truly institutional investors that buy notes. Now, these are not banks, but they're typically guys like me who have years of experience in the business, and ladies too, I must say. Some of the top players in this industry are ladies, and I love working with the ladies. But anyhow, because they're so detailed, they get everything done right and on time.
Details, yeah, we're good.
Just like my wife,
stuff.
You know.
Okay,
but anyhow, so there's two ways to find these investors. Of course, you know, I have them listed in my course, and what I've done is I've called a number of these investors and got their commitment they'll work with my students directly, and they'll help them through the whole process as well. Of course. And then you can watch them close transactions. And I say do a few deals, transactions with them, buy a few notes with them, and then after you see them do it, then you can branch off and buy, maybe buy something out of your own self-directed IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a mentoring process. Of course, I'll be there, too, if anybody has any questions. I'm always glad to help.
Sure. I think that that's marvelous because there's so many times people will offer things like this, and there's no hands-on. It's like, oh, sorry, Toots, you're on your own. This is it. You took the course. I got $10,000 for it. You're on your own. That's the way it goes.
Or
and
they try to
upsell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, they try to upsell you to another $15,000 mentoring course. I don't believe mentoring, should be free. Now, I believe you should charge for, you know, consulting or something like that. But
oh, sure.
I've had people with what they forget about real estate and buying notes in a day is more than I learn in a lifetime, and they work with me all the time for free. They never ask me for a penny because they know I'll come to them with the deal. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, that's just the way I feel about it. So assuming I have time to talk at the moment they call, I'll be glad to help on all that.
Yeah,
so,
that's wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so the list, the individuals that would assist and help in this mentoring process come with your course, which is a very big plus. That is extremely important. Now, let's talk about working with realtors. Now, my experience with realtors, I'll give you a Donna's 50 cents value, that you either seem to have the extreme of let's work together as a team, or you have super ego that goes, hello, I'm real estate God here. I know it all. I see it all. I'm going to tell it all. And don't bother me unless you do it my way. That is not the person you want to be with, correct?
Well, it usually generates conflict, so I try to avoid conflict. But and not that they're bad people. And really, they may already know my business, and they don't need my lead system. They don't need to work with seller financing to close transactions. So I try to give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I encourage people to do is you stop by every realtor office in town, tell them who you are, and you can help them, their new and beginning agents, close more transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's looking for that, of course. And not only that, many of these realtor offices are always looking for guest speaker. Now, I've never found one that's not interested in having a guest speaker. So to come to their weekly or monthly meeting. And then you come into their monthly meeting, and, well, first of all, you tell the manager of the office that you want to give the presentation to the beginning brokers, the agents, and to help them close more transactions. Then you come in and you give a presentation, a little 30-minute presentation about how they can close more transactions by using seller financing. And then at the beginning of that presentation, I always give the pros the option to go ahead and leave early, and then they can call me directly later on, which is true, they can, call me directly when they want to do a sell a note, because they probably already know the business. So they leave, and then you get the negative people out. I don't know if sure they're negative, but you know, people that just don't need to be there, that don't want to be there, they get out. And now you've got the beginning agents who basically, I would say half of them sit on the edge of their chair, just can't wait to hear more about how they can do this because they've never heard of this before. And that's what I do, is I talk to the beginning agents. It just makes life a lot easier. And you don't need 5 agents in every office throughout the town. All you need is a couple agents to bring you the transactions. You kind of help them educate up on how to use seller financing to close more transactions, and then they bring, then their agents bring the transactions to them, and then they bring them to you. So they make money, you make money, and they close more transactions, and everybody's happy, hopefully.
Let's talk about wraparound mortgages a little bit. What is a wraparound mortgage? And to buy that note, and by the way, in Kent Anderson's classroom workbook, you have got CDs that will come with it, and again, of course, he's available where you
sure.
can go for him and talk to him. But you've got a lot of detail, and there's numbers, there's all kinds of information in here. It's very clear. It is something, it's not filled with a bunch of hype. It's really good information. And a lot of people today are having challenges, and this may enable them to even avoid a foreclosure. Am I right, Kent?
Well, yes. Well, first of all, as far as the content, I really try to just, as I tell everyone, just kill you with content in that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're from the beginning, you know, like me, know nothing about notes and mortgages, you can start and go all the way through to where you're buying notes for your own account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as avoiding foreclosure, you know, it kind of depends. And usually a typical answer in a real estate question is, you know, if they have a question, the answer is it depends. And I'm not trying to avoid your answer, Donna.
No, I understand, because there's a lot of variables with these. I know.
Yes,
that.
And as far as avoiding foreclosure, the way it might help you there is that with the understanding of how to buy notes, you might be able to help other people avoid foreclosure because now they have another option to sell their house.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up more buyers when they offer owner financing, because that's what we want. We want people to owner finance, because then we can buy that financing and cash them out. So if they have another option to sell that house, instead of going into foreclosure in this market, which is a real tough market to sell right now, even for people who have, some people have 700 credit scores and are still getting turned down by the institutional lenders like banks.
I know. It's awful. I've just heard some terrible stories.
Well, yeah, you know, just
awful.
Because they don't have 20% down, but heck, if you have a $100,000 house and they offer you 10% down or 15% down, well, and they have a 700 credit score, you know, you might want to consider selling that house to them and just take monthly payments, you know.
That's right. That's
so maybe that person couldn't sell that house. So what it does, it opens up the market to buyers that normally don't qualify and houses that are hard to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, it might help on the foreclosure end. It makes your property more marketable.
Well, and that's good information for those of you listening that may be going through a lot of upset. Okay, let's just talk about wraparound mortgages for a bit. What is a wraparound mortgage for my listeners that maybe have never heard of that term?
Oh, that's a tough one to explain. I was hoping you wouldn't ask that.
Don't you just love talking?
Oh, yeah, right. I got a host here that knows what she's talking about. You know, anyhow. okay, I'm going to explain it, but I'm going to back up just a little bit. Let's say we have a $100,000 house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the buyer comes in and puts offers the seller to put $10,000 down, and then the seller carries back the loan, and let's say 8% for $660 a month, and the loan they're going to carry back could be a $90,000 loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that house is free and clear, no big deal. In other words, they get $10,000 down, and then the seller takes that $90,000 note and receives $666 a month with at 8% interest, which could be really beneficial to the seller, because normally, if they talk that $90,000, they may have to put it in a 2% CD, and 8% is a lot better than 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And it's secured by property they know and understand, in a neighborhood they know and understand, in a town they know and understand. Okay, so now you have the $90,000 note. But what happens if there is a $60,000 in debt
mm-hmm.
already? So, you know, you have a $100,000 house, $60,000 30-year fixed rate loan on there, whatever the terms are, an institutional loan, but you have $40,000 in equity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Well, you can still sell the property and then do what they call a wraparound mortgage. You have your first at $60,000, the remaining balance at $60,000. So then you have this $90,000 note. And if you could kind of think of it as that $90,000 note wrapping around that first,
mm-hmm.
you take your $10,000 down, you get to keep that, and you have a $90,000 loan that you're receiving monthly payments on, right? So then you take that monthly payment, then you pay off the payment of the loan that's being wrapped, that $60,000 loan. So your $60,000 loan, I don't know, let's say the payments are $500 a month. I just
mm-hmm.
pulled figures out of the air here.
Mm-hmm.
They're $500 a month on that. You're receiving $660 on your $90,000 loan. So the payments from your $660 loan would go to pay off the $500 loan.
Mm-hmm.
So this loan, the second, wraps around. That's kind of the way the industry looks at it. It wraps around that first.
Mm-hmm.
If that kind of makes sense. See, this is a tough one to explain.
Oh, it is. Now, go ahead.
Well, another way to look at it, too, is that you could have a first and a second. But
mm-hmm.
let's just stick with this. That's just the way it is. This $90,000 loan wraps around the $60,000 loan. And
right.
Don't let these terms, and I know you understand them, Donna, but for the listeners, don't let them bother you, because there's all kinds of terms of doing this all over the country. Wraparound mortgage is the same thing as an all-inclusive deed of trust. There's notes, there's mortgages, there's contracts for deeds, land contracts, and so forth. It basically gets the same thing, where the seller of the property sells the property, and owner finances, provides financing for the buyer for all or part of the purchase price.
Well, I'll tell you, Kent, your course is so comprehensive, and I think that for anyone that has an interest in real estate, if there is someone that would like to look at this, it is a fascinating arena to be involved with that allows people to be with money in a different way. And I think also the positive is that you may end up being able to help some people that wouldn't have other options otherwise. Now, Kent, would you stay with me for another 15 minutes?
Because
Okay, so we're going to do, folks, we're going to have him for another 15 minutes, and we're going to be talking about creative financing. And this may sound like, gee, Donna, you're a little bit off base here. Aren't you really getting into this? Look, if it empowers you in some way where you recognize, number one, you have potentially a job opportunity if this is something you want to explore. Two, the learning curve is a very inexpensive one. And three, it may help you understand assets that you can utilize that you have already in a way and manner that can benefit your pocketbook. Isn't that a good thing, especially being in such a recession? Instead of coming from fear, we come from knowledge. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with Kent for another 15 minutes, and we'll be able to get some more information from him regarding his Notes 101 on how to buy notes and mortgages. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast, with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna, and we're talking money, and Kent's going to be with me for another 15 minutes. So if you're wanting to call in, then after the next break, that will be a great time to do it. But I wanted to say, Kent, if you're just tuning in, Kent is offering a home study course on how to buy notes and mortgages without using your own money. And I think that this is something that's worthy of note because this is an area of expertise that he's been involved with for over 20 years. And we've been covering so many different variables, including how you can help people, how you can offer assistance even to realtors that are going through very, very difficult times right now. Now, Kent, I want to talk about the creative financing. These are two words that are tossed around in real estate, and there have been so many different variables. I mean, I remember when my husband and I bought our home, the real estate market in the Seattle area was horrific. Interest rates were almost 20%. It was a nightmare for the builders. And as long as I live, I'll never forget the builder that his name was Bud. He was the nicest guy. He had invested in 12 homes, and he did creative financing with us. And it was just a wonderful experience because we were unable at the time to go in through the traditional channels. I mean, nothing was moving in the real estate market because the interest rates were unreal. So a lot of realtors went belly up. A lot of developers went belly up. Talk to us about creative financing. Now, we don't have the real high risk interest rates, but there's all these warnings out there that are coming up. Be careful. People are saying the feds are going to raise the interest rates. Take advantage now. What can we do with creative financing?
Well, I have found that creative financing, the term creative financing, can kind of scare people because they think it's people taking advantage of other people. But it's not. Well, it depends on if the person that's offering it is unscrupulous, well then,
mm-hmm.
okay, but that's why you always close all your transactions with attorneys, with real estate attorneys, to make sure everything is, all your ducks are in a row and all the documentation's correct. But creative financing is basically owner financing. We're seller financing, where the seller and the buyer get together and create terms that help them get down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as usefulness in this market, it is unbelievably useful right now. Even though the rates are low, back in your, when you were talking about buying your home, it was probably around the Carter years or so. I don't know for sure, but I would imagine the rates were up.
It was in the 80s. Yeah,
in the
80s. It was a nightmare.
Yes,
it was awful.
Yes, and when I bought my first home in 88, we had great credit, first-time home buyer, FHA, and it's 12% money. You know,
mm-hmm.
So and maybe the interest rates aren't up right now, but the ability for a buyer to qualify is very, very hard right now. You know, if you don't have 20% down and an excellent credit score, you unless you're a first-time home buyer and or a VA buyer, then you can get some, you know, 9,700% loan-to-value money.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even though the rates are down, the loans are hard to qualify for the buyers. And the marketplace, it's hard to get property to appraise right now because
mm-hmm.
appraisers are using foreclosure properties because there's a large number of foreclosures out there, and that lowers the value.
Oh, that is hideous. That
yeah.
is just hideous.
Yeah, it really it puts a damper on it. So then even though you do qualify for to buy a home, then it gets appraised, and it doesn't appraise. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't appraise at the sale price or higher. So, and that's where owner financing comes in, is creative financing or seller financing comes in, is that you and the seller can come to terms on how you want to structure the purchase of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for an example, if you're, you know, there's ways to structure these financial transactions or to purchase these mortgages in such a way you put yourself in trouble. But typically, if you can stick with a 30-year or a 20-year or a 15-year amortization that fits your budget as a buyer, and as a seller, make sure that that buyers can really afford that. And I think there's a general rule out there about 28% of your income, monthly income, should not more than that go towards the monthly payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a seller, you make sure the buyer can really afford it. They make sure they put enough money down, like 5 or 10 or 15%. 10% is probably a really good number there, subject to their credit score and other things.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't have anything into it, then it's pretty easy for them to walk from the property. So get some cash down, amortize it, make the monthly payment in an amount that you can afford to make the payment on, so everything goes along just like clockwork. You get your payment and go on down the road. And another thing is that you can have it due in 5 years or 10 years down the road to give the buyer some time to get qualified, to show monthly payments and show that they make their payments on time and maybe get past this market crunch or confused market that we're in right now so that they can refinance down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to have that balloon in 1 or 2 years because realistically, if they can't qualify now, they probably won't qualify in 1 or 2 years.
Right, and there are always exceptions, but you
work
with your averages, and by golly, that's going to be true.
Yes.
There is so much that one has to be aware of. You need to know how to evaluate risk, and you have to know how to document the purchase. And so we're talking about, in a paperless society, we wish, it's paper, paper, paper. And if you have never, any of you listening, have never ever gone through a process of buying a house, you think there's a lot with a lot of the bills that are being passed in Washington, you should see what you have to go through when you buy a house. I mean, there's just boo-coo papers, and if you're going to refinance or anything else, you have to have that paper trail. You've got to be able to keep those records, and you keep them for a long, long time. Let's talk about evaluating risk. You touched on it a little bit by saying you want to make sure that there's a credit, credit report, the appraisals you mentioned, but what are some of the other risks that when you're involved in it? Of course, your class work here just is very detailed, but what do you do? I mean, what would someone generally, besides a couple of items you've discussed, have to be aware of?
As a seller of property carrying back a mortgage, that's what you're thinking, right?
Could be.
Yes. Okay. Well, And this kind of goes for buying the note as well. And if I can back up just a little bit, is that the note that we were just talking about where the seller carries back the note, and that's where the note buying program comes in. You buy that $90,000 note. You always buy it at a discount. But you buy that and you pull the cash out so the seller can pay off underlying debt or go on down the road with a lump sum of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for seller financing and some of the risk on seller financing, the first thing I would do is find a local real estate attorney. Not a divorce attorney or probate attorney. Get a local real estate attorney. I work with one here in Springs I've worked with for 15 years. He does nothing but for sale by owners. He'll do the purchase contract with the seller and the buyer, and then he goes through and closes the transaction. And you're talking about documentation. You ought to see that documentation when you're doing an institutional loan with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And when you do when you do a documentation with seller financing, this is why people should not be scared of seller financing. If they close with a local real estate attorney, he'll have those documents all in a row. Correctly written out and signed appropriately for you. But there's basically just, you know, you have your note and you have your deed of trust. In Colorado, in the western states, it's a note and deed of trust, or it's a mortgage, which is the same thing, but the note and deed of trust are just combined into the mortgage. And then you have a few other documents on top of that. Now, to evaluate that risk of that buyer coming in, I would order a credit report. And your local mortgage broker or realtor can do that. There's a number of companies out there can order a credit report. They just charge the minimum, I think it's $25, whatever it costs to get it done. The buyer should do that. And then you review their ability to make their payments and I'd ask their CPA or bookkeeper or CPA on advice on this. And then the next thing they would need is a title policy because the title policy guarantees the buyer that they have clear title to the property.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have to have that. And then you have your attorney that would help them with the documentation. Now, as far as the documents, that's pretty involved to talk about right now, but the attorney can do that. And, you know, you can get your title report done. You can get your closing fee documentation probably for around $1,600. Where if you did that $90,000 loan with an institutional bank, my friend who's a mortgage broker, 25 years in the business, he's a licensed realtor as well, commercial real estate investor, he says you're looking at about $7,000 to close that $90,000 loan, where with owner financing, you could probably do it for around $1,600. That's a huge savings.
There is so much here, Kent. I mean, there is just so much wonderful information in here. And like you said, this is something that most people do not have an opportunity to get an education on. And it's not something, unless you're fortunate enough to have somebody that's really knowledgeable about this, that understands why it can really help people. It is a way out. It is a way to work with money. It's a way to acquire money if you have this kind of an interest. And you can have your own business. You could do this part-time if you wanted to. You could do it full-time. I mean, you've been involved with it for 20 years. Now, I know we're just about out of time here. What's your website that people can go to find out more and to investigate the information on your course? And this is Notes 101. Wait a minute. It's notes101.com, isn't it?
Correct.
Notes101.com. And this is a comprehensive home study course. What an inexpensive way to become educated, whether you wanted to do this yourself professionally or you just want to know how to utilize this as a source, this is available to you. So, Kent Anderson, it has been a joy. And again, people can go to your website, notes101.com. You are located in Black Forest, Colorado. And I'm just so delighted you've been able to spend the extra time with me today because I think anytime we can educate ourselves about different ways of using money, it can be extremely profitable. And this is an opportunity maybe for some of my listeners to explore to make a business for themselves, which I think would be great. And I just so appreciate your doing this and sending me the information.
Well, thank you, Donna. I really appreciate it. knowledgeable host to review my information as you did. And yeah, I really appreciate it myself. So
you're
call anytime, okay? And same with the listeners. If I can, whether you buy the course or not, that doesn't matter. If I can help you out, you feel free to call, okay?
All right. So notes101.com. That's the guy. You want to talk to Ken. Ken, thank you for being my guest. It's been a delight having you. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and we're going to be back with more good things to share after this.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Hey, if you'd like to give me a call, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into, and we do have a caller. Let's go to the caller right off the bat. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Dee, Essex, Washington.
All right, Dee, and I know that it's storming over where you are, because it's storming over here where I am. We are having amazing weather today. Okay, Dee, down to business. First thing that I'm looking at with you is a conflict, and I think the conflict actually is more in your mind than in actuality. And I would say before you express an opinion, before you do anything, in fact, before you allow yourself to go on an emotional roller coaster, I would like for you to be able to just sit down and maybe write. Write out whatever frustrations, whatever apprehensions, whatever worries you've got. Just write it out. Put it down there in black and white. And then realize that you don't have to be concerned. That is, let yourself relieve some of the stress. And then go for a walk around the block or go dancing, do something. But let's make a mind shift here, because what's occurring is that you're sort of on a treadmill, like a hamster. And your mind is following certain patternings, and if you don't get off the treadmill, you're going to find yourself just utterly, mentally, and emotionally exhausted. And I don't want you to have to go through that. But it's up to you. But make sure that you do acknowledge the feelings that you have. It could be frustrations about work. It could be something in personal life. But understand it is only temporary, and you're not seeing all of the facts. And when you don't see all the facts, then that creates a challenge for you, and you can't control everything, and you can't control everybody. So just take it easy on yourself. Again, using writing as a release mechanism, it will be a very good thing for you to do. What would you like to ask me about today?
What do you see for my work situation?
I'm not seeing a change. What is it that you're concerned about with your work situation?
That's what I was hoping for, a change. But is that going to happen in the near future or in the future?
Well, when you ask me about the future, in the near future, I don't see a change. And when I say near future, I'm looking like at the next 2 to 3 months. I'd say there's an opportunity for change that's going to be coming in the fall, around September, October. I think you'll get wind of it just prior to September. But I really don't think that the change itself would come until about fall.
Okay, not until the fall. Is it something that I have to seek, or is it going to, am I being given to the opportunity?
It's going to be a little of both. It's going to be a little of both. You're going to be seeking, and then there will be recognition on someone's part saying, well, this is what we would be able to offer. And then you'll make a choice about whatever you want to do. But you're going to need to be out there looking and applying and putting out resumes, if that's what you want to do, and continuing to seek out what it is that you really would have an interest in. So don't worry about it. Just keep doing it. And, again, there's a lot of things that are in the works that you cannot control. And so, consequently, it's a matter of being aware and alert.
Okay.
All right, my dear. You have a good day now.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
This is
Bye-bye.
Donna Sebo. And I did want to remind you of a couple of things. One, this Saturday, I'm going to be live on Achieve Radio with Bill on his Super Psychics program. We're going to be on from 4 to 6 Saturday, and that is Pacific time. So I know we've got another caller, but I wanted to get that information out to you. So if you have some friends, if you'd like to listen in, just go to AchieveRadio.com, and we'll have that live programming. Call-ins will be available for the entire 2 hours. Let's quickly go to the next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Linda. You're in Florida.
Hi,
and where in Florida?
Donna, I'm right by Cocoa Beach, by Kingston Air Roll, Kennedy Space Center, that
right.
area.
Yes, I remember. You've called in before.
Yes. Donna, may I ask, I just need a little guidance on this. My assets were always with my brothers. We combined them, and it was total trust because we're family.
Mm-hmm.
He got a girlfriend, and little did I know, before it was too late, she took a lot of money. And the money that I had saved was for my retirement. Can you just tell me, and he's still with this girl. The love is so blind. He can't see 2 inches before him. Can you just give me some insight? I really don't know what direction to go.
But Linda, what you're talking about here, if this is a trust, it all depends on how it was set up. And if the trust was set up so anybody could draw anything out of it, again, you have to have an attorney on this because of the particulars. And you really need to understand how the trust is written, and if he's taken money out of the trust without contacting you and or any other people that have been involved in the trust, that could be considered illegal action. So this is something, again, you're going to need to have an attorney relative to this.
Oh, I know that, Don. I wasn't asking for the legal, because I really do understand that part. I just want to know, like, the spiritual side. This lady, because I'm not the only one she's done this to. My brother would ask me for money, and I would trust him, giving him
right.
the money.
Look, Linda, you have to look at this with clear eyes, and I don't think it takes a psychic to deal with it. If you have a situation within the family, and you know that someone is coming to you and wanting money, now, if you had your brother sign a document that this was a loan and that he owed you money, then legally he would be responsible for paying it back. If you gave him the money and you said, gee whiz, I'll just trust you, that's naive on your part, because now maybe in the beginning that was something you just said, okay, fine, and you find out there's a woman there, and if he's coming back and it's because of her and she's with him and you can see things he can't, then all you have to do is say no. Say, sorry, I can't give you any more money. It's very simple. So you
no,
have
it's
to.
Not, it's not that at all, Donna. It wasn't like
okay.
that at all. Not at all. It
all right.
A whole
well then.
Scenario.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm
okay.
saying to you is though, there's you've talked about a trust, you've talked about the girlfriend. And you've talked about some other things. Now, I'm looking at the clock, and I know I'm out of time. So it's just there's so much to this, Linda, that I would say if you have a choice, there's a lot of emotion you're putting into this. And what I would say to you in closing, because I know we're out of time here, we're right on the edge, you have to look at the facts, and you have to be able to say no. It doesn't make you good. It doesn't make you bad. But you have to say no. Hun, I've got to go. I'm out of time. We are shut down. You're more than welcome. I'm so sorry. I hate to rush through to someone like this, but that's what we have to do. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siebel. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Teresa Tapp and getting fit and fabulous. And, ooh, it works. We'll be talking to her tomorrow live from Florida and we'll be talking with you as well. Thank you for joining me today. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be talking here, same time, same place, right on BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.